what it's devolved to. That's what we end up. Did I ever say I was complaining? No, of course not. Why would I complain about this? And having an absolute crazy like you in my arms. What would this wretched life be if I didn't get to at least do all that? And you love it, don't you? The power that you lean into the burn. And that everything just seems so perfect. All the money, all the parties, all the stuff, you know, probably isn't right. But neither of us can really tell if it's right or not, if it's real or not, or just the haze of another afterglow, just the party that doesn't stop. What do you think? Am I a bad man? Go ahead and answer that, baby. Are you dating the worst kind of man? Or is it just that you want it to be that? For the forbidden, the taboo of it. That you want me to be the monster I seem to be. But really, really it's just for your sick satisfaction. You can play innocent all you want. The only one you're fooling is yourself. Let's be real for a second. There isn't any way you're getting out of this. Not without a blemish, not without something, something to mark you. Even if I have to dig my nails down to the point where I mark every inch. See, you're not the one with all the scars, but I didn't get these by being a good little man. No, 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 no. I got them from being so bad that everything just falls into line, you know it. And now when things get hot and bothered, all we do is look at each other like it's your fault. No, it's your fault. And then we go back and forth, because that's what we are, baby. Toxic. Toxic in the best way. In the worst way imaginable. And now you want to get away from it all. You want to be the good little goody-two-shoes. And you think I just let you go? You think I'm that nice? Or that lacking obsession? Now you're just delusional. There's no escaping. Until I've left a free little dirty mark again. Can't have you too squeaky clean or you just walk away. You'd end up with some stand-up guy. And I'd hate that. Oh, I'd want to do unspeakable things. Trust me. And for whatever it's worth, you really get under my skin, don't you? No pun intended. We haven't had any one of those incidents, despite all of these sutures and stitches barely holding sometimes. But look at me, I've never felt more alive in my life. Nah, what you want isn't always the carrot, but the stick too. Hey, baby, what the hell are we? Why don't you tell me, what's it feel like we are? Am I the toxic ex who isn't an ex yet? Or the over-obsessed boyfriend that warps you into someone with some kind of complex? I can't decide which one of us is worse. I mean, both of us are incorrigible, too far gone, don't you think? I mean, I could be a lot worse. Trust me, the corporate world, everything I've built up, it just adds to the excitement from all the messed up things we get away with. We're not heroes. No, no, no. We're not exactly villains either, are we? That's what makes it exciting. Moral ambiguity at its finest, and you can't get enough of me. When you taste the cigarette burning my lungs in every kiss, it just makes you want me more. You're really the trope, baby. You're into bad guys. Have you always been into bad boys? You know that look. Almost, just barely. But it almost made me feel a little bit guilty there. Not because I should. No, no. Who cares about what I should be feeling? The only thing that matters in life is what you do feel. And everybody who says otherwise is pretentious, lost in their own little world. I could burn it all, but instead I burn the money watching as the people around me beg, always begging for something. And you're like them in that way. The difference is I beg you for things too. I beg you when this hand drifts around your waist like this. When I pull you into another kiss, I'm practically begging for it, right? It doesn't matter the power dynamic we have going, as long as that works for us. As long as you enjoy every little drip of the sickeningly sweet, syrupy kiss. Then why do I care if there's lasting problems from the taste of my lips? Why do I care if I warp you into exactly what I want? Should I really feel bad about that? When you love it so much that you keep coming back, you could just walk away. I can't say I'd let you go that easy, but you might want to try it. And maybe, just maybe, I'm feeling generous and I let you get away. But what if I don't? What if I'm the worst kind, huh? What would I be then? Would it make me that much worse or that much better? I can't tell. You're funny when you look at me like that. Not that you should be. You treat me like I'm a wild animal. And maybe that's the best way for both of us. I mean, think about it. If any of this got out, half the shit we did. I'd be so cooked more than I am every day. But I do take pride in the fact none of the shit we've done is as bad as the headliners. Not really. I like things I can have an unguilty conscience. And even I have one of those. What is it, baby? Is it the humanity in the monster that you see? Or the monster in the human? I don't care which one you cling to, because I'm both. And some people, they'll think I'm an incorrigible crime lord who can't get his hands out of filthy things, whose conscience must be as black as the darkest night. But even then, who said I didn't like that shade? Maybe it looks good on me. Just like my fucking suit. And you. Oh, you're decadent. You're a richness that doesn't stop. You know that? Did you think I'd just let go? No, when it hurts, I grab harder. Because I know better now that you're a glutton for all this. That you want the light and you want the life in them. But you can't stand the fact that everything, every little detail is messy now. That when money gets involved, everything gets so much complicated, so much more convoluted. But instead of letting it be, you watch as I simplify it. You're either with me or you're against me. You're either in my arms or wanting to be. That's just how it works. When I have everything and you cling to it. Tell me, how much of this is the attraction to how dangerous this all is? You want to tell me? I'm not your therapist, baby, but fuck. You always know what to say. To make me think that I have that much control, that much power. If you think for a second that everything I've done doesn't have anything to do with you, no. Now you're just playing a victim complex, and honestly, I'm here for it. Do you think I'm the worst man or the best man you've ever met, ever been with? Just like that arm wrapped around your waist, it's like I've got one wrapped around your heart. Honestly, you should know better than to be with someone like me. But you're not gonna learn, are you? And I respect that. And dedicated to the point where you don't care about the monster that you're always holding. Baby, if I'm the monster under the bed, I guess you're my first and favorite. The one I keep tormenting. Because I can't stop sinking my teeth into you. It's more fun than the pretend, but you know what doesn't translate as well? That face you make when you're completely at my mercy. Go ahead. Tell me exactly what you feel. And I'll tell you why it's more honest than half the people you admire. See, this slippery slope doesn't stop with me. Oh no. Even if we didn't work out for some reason and I let you go, you'd crawl back to me. I know it. And honestly, I'm beginning to think I'd do the same. I get to see where it's mutual in every fabric of myself because I get to look into that mirror a lot before I make money, before I change the world the way I want to in my fucked up little selfish little act. It definitely feels different. Well, what do you say? How bad is it, Doc? How down bad are you for this life? Never knowing what's gonna happen next. Never wanting things to change, really. I almost pity you, you know. You know, you're supposed to end up with the princely type. But I'm not a prince. The only prince I resemble is the Prince of Darkness, baby. Is that too pretentious, probably? But either way, I talk and you seem to listen. I hold your chin up and you seem to obey. Why is that? Just like being strung along or something? You know, I can't fault that. Maybe it's fun just being the puppet on the strings. I wouldn't know. Not my cup of tea, but you're welcome to. When you look that good, baby, of course I'm gonna play with those strings all the goddamn time. And what's that supposed to mean, you hot mess? Am I bad for you? I'm not sure anymore. The logic train in my head just derailed. So what if I think that I'm not so bad for you after all? Does it make it true? It is, because I say it is. How would you just go along with it, huh? Sometimes I wonder why you're such a pushover for me. Then I remember, baby, nobody makes me feel like you do, and nobody goddamn makes you feel like I can. That compatibility, that chemistry doesn't come just anywhere. The fact that we feel, and we feel hard, I'm kind of proud of that. Gone all my life thinking no one would meet me. That I didn't need shit in my life. Just money and power and a sickening satisfaction making everybody who pissed me off end up losing it all. And somehow I've done it without breaking the law. Isn't that kind of cute? But what are laws? Just suggestions. Maybe that's the new route. Breaking the law. But why? I think I'm too smart for that. Honestly. Me, villain. Of course I am. But I'm the villain that you can't do anything about. That all the heroes would look at and grit their teeth because I'm squeaky clean. Is that what you want? The villain in plain sight that everybody can hate. But even if they try, they can't help but smirk a little. Like you do. Even when I'm at my worst. Even when you call me things like... that last insult, calling me a nepo baby, that's funny. Do you think I came for money? No. Well, I am... kind of in my family, but I didn't get a penny of it. I didn't get a single fucking cent. And honestly, maybe it's better that way. You'll never know power until you know powerlessness. And you love when that powerlessness wraps around you. When I hold you like you're my doll, huh? What happens if I want to break a doll? No, you're lucky I'm good with all my toys. But you're more than that, aren't you? As much as we may be just a twisted little facade, you can't get enough when it's like this, can you? Because as desperate and as messed up as it ends up between us, I need you. I need to feel something, and you give me that feeling. I need to taste something, and I just devour you. Every little thing you do seems to affect me, and that's why I can't get enough of you. Why I wear you at my side like you're the greatest accessory ever. But you're more than that, huh? You're gradually getting smarter. You're not just keeping me close for the fun of it. That's the obsession now. You want to see if you can tame me, don't you? Tame isn't what I do. And if you want this relationship to last, you might have to lose yourself a little. All those pesky morals get in the way, but you're just too addicted to me to care sometimes. Hyped myself up to be a bad guy. Is that what you think? You think it's just pretty words for a prettier face? Interesting. Because you're the one that always likes to use pretty words. And that face, that face, it's a little bit more than pretty. See, you're perfect. You won the genetic gamble a millionfold, I'll tell you what. Because being that irresistible makes you stand out. And all the better to have you by my side. What, you gonna stop me? Whether you're an accessory or something more is your choice, baby. And all this city that might as well be under my thumb. What do you think about being the one that rules it with me? Better to rule in hell than serve in heaven, right, baby girl? Look at you squirming already. The moment we get to the penthouse, it's like I've trained you well, like you're a fucking bitch in heat right now. I'm sorry. Did I make you want it from that needy body always telling on you? You know what, right? You know why you're always getting so much of me. It's because you know just what to do to be the fine fucking time I need. The one indulgence I can't live without. You're decadent, baby. Irresistible. The smell of your skin with just the saltiness of your sweat. Oh, you smell like sex already, baby. It's me touching all over, like your body is just an object to me. But when I cherish, is that what gets you off? Let's fixate on that, shall we? Let's tell you one little limb at a time. This belt's fit right around your wrist just perfectly. Don't even get me started. Now your ankles look even more sexy the way that you're bound up like this. That leg bar will keep those legs wide open no matter how much you want to press them shut. Thank me for it. Not yet. You thought I was gonna lean into it. Full sun. All the better to educate your body why you ended up with a fucker like me. I'm sure your family would be so disappointed. I've got all the richness and none of the class. So what now? You gonna complain about it the way I have every little detail of your body on edge? Let's make it go up to 10 then. This cute little blindfold for you. And this nice little necklace. You feel it more, don't you? Not knowing where I'm coming next. Baby girl. I'd tell you to look at me, but that's too cruel. Feel for me. That's your only fucking job. Let me hear that cute voice when you inevitably scream my name. You look adorable like that. Like you can't get enough of this. Is that the case, huh? You're just full of surprises, huh? Look at me. Is that how you feel? Yeah. At least you lean into what feels good. I do too, trust me. That's why the sexy body suits me just fine. Look at how much you writhe, squirming up a storm when you can't even move properly. But that mouth on you, that cute little mouth. Let's make sure your protest can only be with those hips, and barely at that. Open wide for the gag, baby. Looks so sexy on you. Now your only job is to mourn my fucking name. Is to say whatever I want you to through your drooling little filthy mouth and this filthy body that's mine. All you need to know now is feeling. And you know what I'm coming for next, don't you? Tied up, chained up, your raw skin against the cold of the metal. Does it feel even better that way? The belt's on you, just to add that sexy tightness to those plump thighs. Those plump little fucking... And these tits look so lonely without... Some nice clamps on it. You yelped into it, huh? Well, don't blame me. I know you're a little pain slut about it. But even then, you gotta admit, baby, you earned this. You earned this so fucking good. Listen to me. You hang on every word, because all you have is sound and touch. Is it true that when the senses are denied, now you can feel it more? Glistening with my saliva. You can't see it, but the trail is fucking glorious. Ooh, your nipples are so hard. Does it feel that good? When I fondle you, when I touch them, when I suck them, I don't care that no milk will come out. Fuck it. Take it like a good bitch. Cause you're mine now. You're mine in every way. And now to get distracted, but that pussy is leaking for me. All over. Wow. Every inch of your body. Taking every tender little moment. You'll thank me for using your body however I see fit. Now, since you're feeling extra, I guess I'll give you an extra feeling. I could see your reaction. That pussy needed this. Ah. as a fan, I think it could use just a little bit more friction, huh? Maybe I'll keep playing with this, cause the vibes, ooh, I bet they feel good on my dick too. Why don't we find out? Oh, you're sopping down here. Let that friction get to you. This body is mine to play with, got it? You understand? You'll get it whether you like it or not, because you're mine now. You always will be, baby. Is me leaving hickeys on your neck, will I torture this fine fucking clit too much for you? Because you don't get to decide that when you let me tie you up like this. I don't even know if you could say the safe word, but baby, I know you too well. I know your limits. And as much as I like to be the bad guy, I never push you beyond what you can handle. Just in case. If you feel a need, you yell as loud as you can my name. Wait, that's a terrible one, you're right. Instead, you tap me like this, got it? Oh, wonder if you remember that. Since right now, you seem to be bucking those hips towards it. You like the way I rub my cock up and down. That sweet little cunt. I need half of it. Feel it for me. Guess I don't have to ask you that. You're close, aren't you? It'd be a shame if I did something you didn't expect. Oh, wouldn't it be? Wouldn't it be? Yeah? Yeah? All the way fucking in. Oh, you love that, don't you? Every fucking inch setting your nerves on fire, stuffing you like I mean it. Yeah, thank me for it with your mouth full. Yeah? Yeah? Flexing that dick inside you. All your fucking noises go straight to my cock, you know that? That's why you're the best, baby. That's why you're the fucking best. Now beg me for it. You're humping back into me. The only movement you can do. But what if I rob you of that? Absolute fucking submission. What if that's what I demand? Oh, like this, from this angle, you can barely even move those hips. Your pleasure is completely at my mercy. You got that? I love the fucking control. You like that? You're not bad at this, are you? Really getting into it. Oh, fuck. Gonna come, then come your fucking heart out. Come your fucking heart out. That's one. Ah. Not yet. Yeah? Yeah, you can. Slurpy second. Even better. When you can't even tell what's going on, you just know a feeling and a voice, and that's your master right now. Oh, yeah. You're sweating. And you're a fucking mess. Oh, you're begging for it without any agency of your own. You can't do anything but make pathetic noises and wiggle at me while I fuck you raw, while I make you mine. Take 10 fucking Viagras. 10 did in 2 rounds, baby. You're gonna take every last drop of my loving, and you're not gonna know when it starts or end. You're just gonna know a feeling, and a feeling is all you got right now. I just wanna hold it inside you like that. You're so tight. In the fucking best way, you know that? Maybe I'll fuck you in your favorite position since you've been so good. Just like that. You can put your heart into begging, can't you? I'm sure you can do better, right? Yeah, yeah. Oh. That's it, that fluttering around my dick. That's what you needed to do. Oh, fuck. Starting to feel it again. You too, you've been feeling it. You've been feeling it for your playboy bastard. Yeah. I'm a filthy pervert who will take everything from you, and you don't care. I'll be your toxicity. I'll be the only thing you fucking care about, because I'm not nice. I'm anything but. But that turns you on, right? That I only show any kind of kindness to you. And that's pushing it. That reaction, you can't hide it. You love me, man. You fucking love the fact I'm brutal with it, right? And I take care of my needs and yours I obsess over, but in the sadistic, controlling way. They say you love that. You love when I breathe in your ear while deep fucking you. Now back. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. Oh fuck! Oh fuck, oh fuck, fuck, fuck! Oh, you're so tight. You're so fucking tight. God damn, fuck, fuck, fuck! Take it all in that tight little pussy. Fuck! Oh yeah. Keep it going, keep that twitching going. It feels so good, you milking me that way. That's all you want right now. Yeah, all you are is mine. My pleasure, my girl. Not that easy, baby. No, 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 fucking no. You want it that bad? Fuck, you're already itching for another. Glad I kept taking him way over the prescribed fucking amount. Fuck, you're even tighter than before. What a nice fucking hole. The fuck, that's what you are right now, begging for it like that. Your hips need it, your fucking insides addicted to me. Well, lucky for you, I'm just as fucking done bad. I feel everything, baby. I feel every fucking thing. Oh, fuck. Fuck. You take every last drop. I'm emptying my balls inside you, baby. I'm fucking him. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck, fuck. You're milking up a storm, fluttering around that dick. Fuck, oh fuck, 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 fuck. I'd ask if you're seeing stars yet, but you couldn't even coherently answer. I fucking am. Good a sign as any to keep fucking going. You thought it was over, so I caught you off guard. That feeling, just for you. Fucking you sideways like this, I can get even deeper and hit naughty little places you didn't know you had in there. Fuck. Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, not quite yet. You're gonna cockworm me for a while before you earn that. I know how the mind crushing is gonna be. So of course you can earn it, right? You can earn it, right, right. Fuck. Not quite yet. You're so close, aren't you? The vibe, if I just moved it just a little bit, you'd be able to get off, right? If I hit you right where I counted, but I'm avoiding it. No, I don't want you to win that easy. No, not yet. You could do better. Fuck yeah. Fuck yes. Fuck yes, yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck, you feel good. Fuck, you feel good. God. Fuck. Oh god, oh god, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. I'm only gonna come so hard, I'm gonna come so hard. It's all because of you, you little son. So much. I didn't know there was so much. Ah. every spurt you took like a champion. In my hands, squirming just for me. And that's it. The toxic fucker is still inside you, holding you down, not daring to let you move like some primal fucking prey. That's all I care about, baby, is that you have the satisfied look. The gag, just right, I don't want to hear it. Not a single fucking word. Just you gasping for air in the afterglow. That's the hottest thing. Fuck, you feel so good. Practically convulsing on my dick, baby. Tell me how much you love this. You're so fucking good, you know that. Baby. Fuck yeah. You know, you're all mine, and it's never, ever up for debate, right? This hand on your neck, and this one wrapped around your waist is just as sure as this dick still plunging into that stomach of yours. All of this is my claim on you, and there's no fucking escape, you got it. Though if as thoroughly fucked out as you are, I can't imagine you'd want to be anywhere else but here with this toxic motherfucker who wants you in the worst way. Maybe I'm your one exception to the rule. The toxic fucks you said you'd never get close to. But my dick's inside of you, so that's your wake-up call, baby. Now this flash, you're mine. And I claim you every fucking day, every fucking hour I want. You're on-demand pussy for me, but I still love you. Believe it or not. I talk that talk, but even when I'm such a cutthroat bastard, even when I watch and ruin people's lives wherever I go, I can't bring myself to ruin yours. I guess you're just that much better than the competition, cause goddamn, you should know everyone wants to fuck me. Everyone wants to be you. But they're not you, baby. They'll never be. They'll only be salty little shits who never understand their place. But you get the fucking throne. You're the only one who gets to fuck me. The only one who gets to be by my side as that trophy fucking wife I always wanted. And that's it. That's your life now. No takebacks, no escape. You understand, you blindfolded little... You'll understand your place now, won't you? Or maybe you're a slow learner and I have to make sure to spell it out slowly. You're mine. In every way, shape, and form, body, mind, heart, and soul, you're mine, and nothing else matters.